The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight low numbers at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5:10, down 4 on the open. July, 5:07, down 3.5. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 498, down 4 on the open. July, 512.5, down 2.25. September, 514, down 2.75. December, 519, down 2. March, 521, down 3.5 on the open. May corn opened at 355.5, down 5 on the open. July, 366.5, down 5.5. September, 366, down 4.5. December, 368, down 6.75. March, 381, down 4.25. July of 2008, 390, down 6.5 on the open. May beans opened at 724.5, up 1.25 on the open. July, 742, up 1.75. August, 749.5, up 2.25. September, 754.5, up 1. November, 768, up 0.5. January, 776, down 3/4 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 195.80, down 60 on the open. July, 202, down 10. May soybean oil opened at 32.20, down 15 on the open. July, 32.78, down 12. At the Merck, April feeders opened at 106.85, down 20 on the open. May, 107.25, down 20. August, 110.60, down 15. September, 109.70, down 10 on the open. April live cattle open at 95.37.5, down 27.5 on the open. June, 92.10, down 17.5. August, 90.45, down 17.5. October, 94.15, down 25 on the open. May lean hogs open at 76.75, up 17.5 on the open. June, 77.20, up 15. July, 77.60, up 22.5. August, 76.85, up 5 on the open. And May bellies open at 105 even, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Corn gapping lower on the open, the D's lower on the open by, well, what was it, 6.75 cents. This puts into play, in my mindset, the April low at 363.5. Will that hold?
Well, that'd be the next downside objective. We're going to find out if it's going to hold here probably this week. As long as the weather cooperates, we continue to put corn in the ground. There's really no real incentive to run the market higher just yet. Demand should start to surface on this price break, and that could start to provide support. And then the other thing will be the flip-flop from the cold, wet conditions to the warm, dry, which will take a little bit more time before their trade becomes concerned about that. But I would imagine we'll test that 63 and see what's there.
On Commodity Week this past week, you had an opportunity to do an after-the-bell session with Glenn Ring, and he had some fairly interesting things to say on a macroeconomic scale. What caught your ear on that?
Well, mainly the dollar itself. Dollar was as high as 120, 124, and the dollar's at one down here at 80, and we're quite a bit off the highs of the dollar. The sharp drop in the dollar, the concern was that we're not seeing the renewed demand coming forward, or the export news that we're accustomed to with a weak dollar. And that's a little concerning because whenever you got a buying opportunity here, you should have quite a bit of demand show up. It's just not happening. Then, too, we talked a little bit about the flow of money. The indexes, particularly the stocks, per se, it gapped higher there last week and closed near the highs. And our guest was looking at the flow of the money going back into the equity market, the stocks, per se, and maybe losing the investment into the commodity sector that we've been accustomed to. But, no, that was a good after-bell program. He had several good things to look at. The one thing I didn't quite get an answer to, one of the questions I had for him, is he was looking at quite a bit of downside in the commodities for general. And if that's going to happen, it suggests that Asia, its growth is going to be put on hold and maybe be put in a recession in order for them not to be continue to be the big buyer they have been in the past. And he sort of avoided that question.
I remember about 6 months ago, maybe a little bit longer, you and I were working a little bit on Elliott wave counts and looking at the potential for what might happen the end of this year, end of next year. And those kind of wave counts sort of matches up with what Glenn Ring was saying over the weekend.
Yeah, you know, there are several longer-term technical indicators that suggest that this rally we've seen this winter is the top here, and we can go back and fill here for a while. You know, a lot's going to hinge on this summer's weather pattern. This summer weather pattern is cooperative, and we have a favorable growing season in front of us. Those wave patterns and technical projections will hold true here as far as seeing some lower prices as we go in to this early fall.
Turn your attention to the wheat market. This morning it's gapped down too, broke through its 50-day moving average as well, now sits below, it looks like, pretty much all the major moving averages at the moment.
Yeah, it depends which month, which
Correct.
Commodity on
Looking
it.
At
but
May.
That's the key you got to watch is these moving averages. I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of the fund money is more technically inclined to follow these technical indicators, a lot of them follow the moving averages. And, you know, just like the corn and bean market, we're below those longer-term moving averages, so their incentive is to be sellers. Same thing in the wheat here. If we move lower here on these average signals, and it's going to be awful hard to get the public to support the marketplace.
So where are you as a company, as advising services on being sold at this point?
On our generic product, one size fits all. Mm-hmm. You know, we're officially in this 70-80% sold on old corn. And up to 60% on old beans. We're hanging on to a little old crop inventory here. As producers are hesitant maybe to own futures or options, so we're holding a little extra cash inventory here and see how the weather unfolds into this summer place. You know, as far as the guys that's a little bit more aggressive sold up, we replace a little bit at the futures and options on it that way. As far as the new crop goes, we're solidly a third sold across the board, and we've been heavily purchasing these puts to put a floor in, which leaves our upside open, and sort of waiting for the basis to cooperate to roll those into actual cash sales. So as individuals, you know, we've got guys as much as 90 to 100% sold, and we've got guys at zero sold, you know, from an individual point of view. It varies. Each individual is a little bit different, and that's what we do best is try to work with guys and do what, you know, their particular situation calls for.
What do you make of the fact that the spreads between July and D's corn are narrowing so much?
Well, basically, the old school that I came up through when I first started in you know, the early 80s is good bull markets is led by the bull spread, and that was true on the way up. Then on this downdraft in here, the bear spreads kicked in. So, you know, that theory holds true here. Whenever the market does bottom and is ready to go higher, the spread will tell you where the low's at.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says a mix of clouds and sunshine and windy, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily in northern Illinois and across Indiana, and most numerous during the afternoon, highs from 70 to 80. Tonight in the north and in central Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy. In central Indiana and the south, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, lows from 45 to 60. Then tomorrow in western and southern Illinois and in southwestern Indiana, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms arriving. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy, highs from 60 to 77 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.